You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason on this 28th day of July. We're joined by Don Day, meteorologist at Day Weather. He's in Cheyenne, Wyoming. What weird weather you have had out west over the last 24 to 48 hours. I saw that it snowed in where? Jackson Hole and Custer, South Dakota, ended up with just a tremendous hailstorm.
Yeah, the unseasonably cool summer that many folks have experienced across the nation's midsection continues. After a nice warm-up in many areas over the past week, a very strong cold front rolled into the northern Rockies and northern Plains states and produced unseasonably cold weather. You mentioned it, some snow in the northern Rockies and northwestern Wyoming, severe weather along that cold front producing some big hail in western areas of South Dakota, severe weather across the Dakotas and portions of Nebraska. And we'll see some of this moving across the northern Plains states here over the next couple of days, and then this cooler air mass will spread into the Midwest and Corn Belt. I don't see anything terribly cold, Todd, but I tell you, it's still a summer where anytime it gets warm, it just doesn't last very long.
It seems that we've had an unseasonable number of hailstorms throughout the Midwest. How often does that happen, and where does it hail more often than not?
Well, the western high plains have the highest, on average, incidence of hail. You get into eastern Wyoming, western Nebraska, western South Dakota, and northeastern Colorado. That's sort of ground zero for the most frequent hailstorms. But we have seen them a little bit more further east, penetrating further into the Corn Belt in the Midwest. A lot of that you can thank this cool summer with. One thing that gets hail going is when that temperatures are aloft or colder, you're going to get more hail. And that's been the situation we've had this summer.
It's been cool, but not today. I guess maybe not tomorrow, although by the end of the week, it looks like it'll be sunshine and kind of really nice temperatures in my part of the world.
Yeah, we're going to see it kind of come and go. We're going to see the basic same pattern that we had here in the month of July continue into August, where we do see some warmer weather coming. It's just nothing right now is going to build up to any extreme heat. It's going to be this slow march through the growing season of it getting warm enough to keep things growing, but at the same time not get real hot either.
Any reason to be fearful of a continuation of a really wet pattern?
Well, I think at least through the first half of August, we're going to still have some opportunities. We're in a little bit of a break right now, but you will see with this cold front coming out of the northern Rockies and Plains states, some significant rains in portions of Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Iowa could be getting into the act as well, but the central, southern, and eastern Corn Belt, not going to see very much.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We do appreciate it. Oh, before I let you go, I probably ought to check in on China. What have their growing conditions been like?
Well, in the western and northwest areas of China, it has gotten a little bit drier, and there's been some dry conditions in the corn growing areas there. The rest of China, the forecast really doesn't look all that bad, with precipitation chances still continuing on in the central and the southwest and the northeast areas as we look ahead in the next week or two. But that area in the west has been a bit drier, but I think that'll change as well.
We'll talk to you in a week, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.